brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, we are live. It is Columbus Day, the 10th day of October 2011. On this live Monday edition, we're going to be here for the next 3 hours live. Then, of course, back tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for InfoWars Nightly News. And we're working on getting a whole bunch of different guests on the Nightly News tonight, but that'll be a surprise. And we've got some really big guests coming up throughout the week. Also, one of my favorite and also extremely famous musicians is saying he's probably going to come visit me next week or the week after and stay at my house here in Austin. And that musician, if that does happen, will be in studio with us. So I'm extremely excited about that coming up next week. Certainly a lot of people out there are awake and waking up even further and waking up others around them. It is extremely exciting. And it was so wonderful. I didn't talk enough about this yesterday because I'm just so poleaxed by it, so lightning was struck by it, that it's just so good to see the liberty and the burning spirit of freedom in the eyes of anti-Federal Reserve demonstrators calling for an end of the private banking dictatorship over the United States and the world at the big successful event in Dallas, Houston, and then in the pouring rain in San Antonio yesterday. Just incredible. It was so good seeing all of you out there. And I'd like to open the phones up for people that are protesting the Federal Reserve and calling for a return to the Glass-Steagall Act and for the Federal Reserve to be audited and then abolished. I'd like to talk to people who have been at Occupy Wall Street events. Specifically, if you've been at in the Fed events or Occupy Wall Street events, and you know, clearly now the Democrats have tried to co-opt the entire Occupy Wall Street movement. That was my point a few weeks ago, is I don't want to see it turned in to just more class warfare and a call for collectivism that we've been seeing. And now that's definitely how the liberal and conservative mainstream media have framed it. But is that really what's happening on the streets? We see a lot of people that are part of the Occupy Wall Street movement that are awake right now. But we also see the unions and others coming in, and clearly, at least as far as media coverage, taking it over. And I did see some Occupy Dallas people that were upset with us, somehow thought that, you know, occupying the Fed was the wrong thing. But others from their group came over and understood what we were doing. I know that there was some Occupy Houston people that were big supporters of ending the Fed, but also a few at first that thought that, you know, that we weren't on their side till I explained we were. And then in Occupy the Fed in San Antonio, Matt Medina has been hanging out with them for several weeks, and it was grassroots. And a week ago, he was telling us they were great until MoveOn.org came in and did take it over. And they said, no Ron Paul, no Alex Jones. In fact, we have an interview from In the Fed yesterday in San Antonio, powerful, with Matt Medina, that if I can get it culled out of all the hours of video we have that we'll be airing tonight. The guy that knows where everything is Rob Dew, but I told him go ahead and take the day off because he hadn't seen his children in 3 days. So Rob Dew, who I took to do camera work and who heads up InfoWars Nightly News, he's not here. And we've kind of got a skeleton crew today, but we're going to try to dig through all that incredible footage and bring that to you on the Nightly News tonight and, of course, more by tomorrow here on the radio. I have a correction to make also, and I'll play the video again. The headline is police admit that the Federal Reserve is private. But after I watched the video, you know, you're there, you do the interview. I told Dew, hey, get it ready when we got back yesterday afternoon to do the Sunday show. I said, go get the footage of those cops ready admitting the Federal Reserve is private. And then by the time I watched it for the first time when we aired it, you watched it for the first time through a camera, not through my own eyes, the cop's like, I don't know if it's federal or not. And he goes, is it, Captain? And the captain says, yeah, it is private. We are private. That was the head of Federal Reserve Security. I've since checked his name. And so that wasn't a cop. The Federal Reserve Security admits they're private. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Columbus Day 2011 on this 1010 transmission. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Obviously, I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to run down some of the top stories and big developments taking place in our nation and across the globe. We're going to have Kurt Haskell popping in for about one segment today. He's the lawyer who survived the Christmas Day underwear bombing, now almost 2 years ago, along with his wife, and saw the underwear bomber being gotten on the plane by the sharp-dressed man and ordering them to let him on without credentials. Of course, then it came out a month and a half later that indeed the U.S. State Department had been ordered to give him a visa and get him on the aircraft without a passport. That was confirmed. The underwear bomber was gotten on the plane by the U.S. government, and he has now been at the trial and has talked to the standby lawyers and others who do believe it is a staged event and that Mutalib is either completely mentally ill, under mind control, or has had his family threatened. He's saying, I don't want the lawyers. I did it. That's the way it is. I don't want to discuss the people that got me on the plane. I don't want to talk about it. Just like McVeigh told other people on death row with him, yeah, they're going to kill my family if I don't say I did this. And, of course, we have Jane Graham from the federal building, the head of HUD, who saw McVeigh with known federal agents putting what she thought was telephone wire in the day before the attack, along with a bunch of other witnesses. Of course, those witnesses had to be killed, police officers and others like Terrence Yakey. Oh, but the government, Holder wouldn't do something like that. He was the deputy head of the Justice Department at the time. His emails and lawsuits have been released where he talks about this is a D-Day situation, maximum alert. We've got to get down to Oklahoma City and cover this up. I've shown those emails here on air. They've come out in major newspapers a few years ago thanks to lawsuits by Jesse Trinidu, the lawyer, trying to find out why they tortured his brother to death. Well, they thought he was John Doe number two. He looked just like him. Picked up at a border, internal border checkpoint and drug off to be tortured to death. And the same Holder caught now shipping in one case 2,000 guns directly to the Sinaloa cartel. Of course, you remember, let me just turn off this fan. They put a nice air filter in here, even though I didn't request it, and it's always on when I start the show. I don't know. It must automatically turn on its own, because every day I got to, like, go turn that off. I hear, like, Darth Vader breathing in the background. It's that air filter over there. Going back to what I was saying here, this is the same Eric Holder who has been caught. You see, when they started getting caught 6 months ago or so, when their own agents said, I'm angry, something's fishy here, we were ordered to go tell gun shops to set up cameras and then surveil people coming in and buying guns, when CBS News broke that, it was because they knew that there was a whole rebellion going on inside the ATF to these crimes, and that it was starting to come out in federal court separately, that it was really an Iran-Contra type deal with cocaine allowed to be shipped in and guns shipped in to Sinaloa and others for a drug war by the Federal Reserve against cartels not laundering their money through the big globalist banks. I mean, if you go back over 6 months ago, if you go back in February, I guess 8 months ago, you will read PrisonPlanet.com articles by Paul Watson about the federal court hearings where the feds were declaring national security concerning cocaine and different drug cartels authorized to bring the cocaine in. And then separately, the media reports, oh, by the way, the same cartels that are being sent the guns. And this is really starting to come out. I was listening to Beyond the Beltway, big syndicated Sunday night news show with, what is his name, Bruce Dumont or whatever. I met him once. Pretty nice guy. And he was saying, oh, this Fast and Furious, it goes a lot deeper than just guns, as we've seen in some of the Chicago papers. This is going to be coming out. The White House isn't going to get away with this one. But he didn't go forward and tell you what's in the El Paso Times or the Houston Chronicle or the Honolulu Advertiser. These are a few of the papers that have had the courage to report on this stuff 6-8 months after we did. And I'm not tooting our horn. The Narcosphere, Narco News, there's all these other sites that were reporting on it at the same time as us as well, and our listeners ferreting through the federal court cases and sending us emails pointing out the different filings in the federal docket and the Homeland Security, Justice Department declaring national security. So we have a president with an attorney general who, quote, said, get down to Oklahoma and cover this up. Cover it up, because cops showed up in the Oklahoma Police Department and said, why are you ATF 30 seconds after the blast? Why are you all in your bomb gear? And why are you ordering ambulances that are showing up to put bandages on you and say you were on the ninth floor? What's going on here? By the way, you guys were doing a drill here yesterday. What's going on? And the cops all saw the bombs being removed that didn't go off because McVeigh and others didn't wire them right inside the building. McVeigh, of course, was angry. He knew he was deep cover and was supposed to be setting up militias and right-wing groups. He'd been sheep-dipped special forces. And he wasn't as smart as Ahmad Salam, a few years before Oklahoma City, was hired by the CIA. He was an Egyptian security force agent trained in the U.S. to cook the bomb, train the driver. First, it was going to be a fake bomb. Then it was going to be a real bomb with fake detonators, then real detonators, because they needed that to really bust the group. And he was leading the group. And then he found out they were going to set him up, so he recorded them saying, go ahead with the bombing, and was smart enough the day after the first World Trade Center bombing to come out and say this was all a big setup and to release the tapes. And it was in CBS News and New York Times. Or he would have been on the news as the mastermind, as the McVeigh, as the Bin Laden, as the Lee Harvey Oswald. Remember that when you work for these globalists. They're always going to set patsies up, usually their own agents, like Muhammad Atta. We know he was trained at U.S. bases. The head of the Defense Language School went public and said, this guy trained in my school out in Monterey, California. Colonel Butler was told to shut up or he'd be court-martialed. We know even Time Magazine reported they were trained at bases. We know they were taking part in security drills in the months before, getting on and off planes. We know James Woods, the actor, saw it and reported it, was told, don't talk about this. It's always the same. And so you've got the same attorney general, who was the deputy attorney general at the time, caught. They only had the cameras inside the gun shops to later claim that it was drug cartel people coming in to buy guns. And that they were just tracking it and showing how the Second Amendment was causing the problems in Mexico. The truth was, it was ATF agents and informants from other branches, unknown to the other ATF, coming in and buying thousands and delivering them, as we reported 6 months ago, and as the Mexican TV reported 3 months ago. It's been all over Mexican national TV. Their own police coming out now and saying this cartel works for the U.S. government. They're being protected. They ship the guns directly into Mexico. So, see, they hope that ISA can control this and just keep this about, oh, my goodness, they screwed up on this sting and Holder lied to us. And about the fact that he knew. Of course he knew. He gave a speech 2 years ago about Fast and Furious. The memos have come out. The minutes of his meetings. Of course he lied. And Holder is going to continue to lie. Because Sinaloa has filed in federal court that 5.5 years ago they had this deal going with the FBI, ATF, DEA, Coast Guard, Border Patrol. That's why when I drive through a Border Patrol checkpoint 98 miles into the U.S. like I did 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago, and the guy says, mind if I search your car? And I go, I look at him and I say, it's well known. The U.S. government ships in the drugs. I mean, I'm not playing along with your stupid games anymore where you're all pulling me over and you got any drugs. Gee, I don't know. Do I have any of what the government ships in, hoping I'm dumb enough to use it so you can throw me in a big private bank-owned private prison owned by drug dealers? You got to love this thing. The drug dealers ship the drugs in. They make it illegal to jack up the price. The public goes out and robs everything to buy the overpriced drugs, to pay the tax money for the drugs into the Federal Reserve. It's unofficial tax. And then if you're dumb enough to be caught using it, they put you in one of their private prisons. And there's been big studies we've covered here on air where the big four private prisons are owned and subsidiaries of the big Federal Reserve mega banks that are the drug launderers. Man, these drug dealers have got it figured out. They sell you their product, they keep it illegal to keep the price up, and then they put you in their prisons, and then SWAT teams bust down doors and go to the wrong houses and kill people all the time, looking for drugs that the federal government shipped in through client cartels. That's how you bring down a society. That's full-spectrum dominance. That's just how terrorism works. A lot of times the terrorists don't even know they're funded by Western corporations and the Pentagon, but it comes out over and over again they are. Pentagon, Federal Reserve money goes directly to jihadis and little villages where their mommy and daddy got killed by a drone, and they're ready to kill, and they never know their whole attack is financed right through to the point. Why? Because the globalists need to have a tax on the West to take our liberties and to have a pretext to keep invading these countries. Now you see full spectrum dominance, not this side against that side. Full spectrum, three-dimensional analysis. That's how the whole world works. It's all a big play, and I'm not taking part in it. You understand that? I'll give you the rest of the news, the phone number to call in, and more when we come back. Stay with us.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing for a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
People that have been at In the Fed demonstrations or at Occupy Wall Street demonstrations to give us your take on what's happening in this country. Now, I got criticized back when I said, look, the mainline Republicans are trying to take over the Tea Party. And then when they were somewhat successful, not totally successful, I would then be, you know, told by the official Tea Party people, Alex Jones, you're not welcome in a movement that myself and other Ron Paul supporters started more than 4 years ago. That's the type of garbage that I put up with on a routine basis. And it's the same thing here. I understand Wall Street's been taken over by corrupt interest. That is who dominates this country in a general sense. Most of Wall Street's free market and great, and is preyed upon by the big brokerage firms, the mega insurance companies that are openly owned by the big six mega banks and their subsidiaries. So the establishment's very good, though, at spinning what we've said and what we've done. I come out a few weeks ago and I say, look, I've been looking at this. MoveOn.org, Democratic operatives, Al Gore calling for Arab Spring, George Soros connected groups. They want to make revolution about class envy, class warfare, playing the poor and disenfranchised off against the middle class instead of against the monopoly capitalist. The crony operatives, the mafia types. And that's all this is. And sure enough, it's happened again. Sure enough, listening to mainline talk radio, there every one of these Occupy Wall Street people is a dirty commie and evil and horrible and Wall Street's perfect and blah, blah, blah. Nothing about the Federal Reserve and Herman Cain, the former head of the Federal Reserve, Kansas City, he will save us with a new sales tax paid to the bankers, which is their global plank to set up world government. Every country have VAT and sales taxes paid to them. Europe's expanding it right now to, quote, pay off what they owe because banker operatives, central bank operatives have gotten the countries to sign on to their fraudulent derivatives debt. I mean, it's all happening according to their plan. Sure, we got a lot of folks awake, and sure, the Republicans haven't been fully able to take over the Tea Party. The Democrats haven't been able to fully take over the other opposition movement, the Occupy Wall Street, but they're trying. They're trying, and it doesn't matter if they don't take it over in reality, because the way they cherry-pick the interviews on NPR and CNN and MSNBC, isn't it great? The demonstrators want a $20 minimum wage and free health care and free college and free everything and an end to the rich and a redistribution of wealth led by Warren Buffett and Al Gore, and the Federal Reserve is in solidarity with them and feels their pain. And then the right is led by Herman Cain going, the Federal Reserve's your friend. Why, if you aren't rich, it's your fault. No discussion about tens of trillions of dollars in bailout money to the private Federal Reserve shareholders. No, I just get to hear Herman Cain go, look at you dirty, lazy people out there wanting some government money. This literal gangster of the New World Order pushing new taxes. The feds over sales taxes nationwide. I've told you for 16 years this was coming. And I told you when they got time for it, they were going to keep the income tax and the Social Security. They're going to rename them. You're going to have an income tax, a Social Security tax, and a sales tax, and probably a VAT on top of it. The 999 program. Make me throw up 9 times 9 times 9. Flip those 999s over, you get 666. Man, I tell you, I know every one of their games, I know every one of their playbooks, and it isn't even hard. That's what's frustrating about it. We start knocking down Perry, exposing his record, up pops Kane. He gets number 3 in a state, number 2 in Florida. Boom, they say he's the winner. He goes to number 1 overnight. Ron Paul's been the number 2 or 3 position for 6 months. If they'd have just said he was the winner, he'd be in the number 1 position. But they've got to have Ron Paul lookalikes. And to the untrained mainline middle America conservative constitutionalist, Herman Cain looks good. He talks a good talk on the Second Amendment, talks a good talk on a few other issues, but at the end of the day, he is a corporatist. I mean, he comes from the top of the pyramid, right out of the Federal Reserve. Herman Cain is super bad news. But Republicans are not racist, by the way, on average. I've grown up a white person, grown up around a bunch of Republicans. They are guilt-ridden, just like liberals, and they want to elect a black man. Bad. Just like Democrats did. To, like, prove something. But it won't matter once Cain gets up there, because they'll make it all about him being black instead of about the issues. Believe me, if they had a Ron Paul that was black, the globalists would kill him deader than a hammer in 2 seconds flat. And there are black Ron Pauls out there. All right. They need to step to the plate, though. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm going to break it all down. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, we are back live. Let me give you the toll-free number. We don't normally screen your calls, but occasionally I say I'd like people to call in on a specific subject. Are you part of Occupy Wall Street? Do you agree with my analysis, with the predictions we made about this movement? Or do you disagree? Or do you have another point you want to make? Have you been part of the In the Fed events now spontaneously popping up all over the country? My dad just called me right before I went back on air a minute ago and said there's some In the Fed demonstrations in Austin tonight and that he's heard of others around the country. And he said he texted it to me, but I didn't have time to read it yet. So I'll tell you more about that as it develops. But I'm seeing now In the Fed stuff just happening all over the country. And sometimes there's 10 people, sometimes there's 500. I mean, this is exciting. We need to go after the big six mega banks that have been orchestrating the Ponzi scheme to bankrupt this country by design. I mean, I know for a fact the private Federal Reserve goes into local areas and recruits the local wealthy and kind of gives them inside cues and things on how they can avoid what's happening. And I talked to a fellow who was at the Houston In the Fed thing Saturday, and he said the name of it. It's one of the big chain funeral homes down there, and you know, that's big money. And he said, yeah, my grandpa owns this big funeral home chain. He got invited to this Houston branch of the Fed, and they had the Fed economist there and told him, this is in confidence, in a dark room with like 20 people, and said, this is how you protect yourself from the coming collapse. And, well, people need to speak out about that. That's how the Federal Reserve has gotten America to go along with this. They go to your local wealthy people who aren't part of the elite but are at that next level, because the elite know if they don't have the wealthy nouveau riche, the new wealth, they won't get it through. So much of what the CFR, the Federal Reserve, does is about recruiting anybody who pops up. I mean, look, I'm not special that when I was 22 years old and had just been on air for about a year, I had high-powered Democratic Party operatives calling me. I had Republican Party operatives calling me. They'd say, well, this will be an off-the-record dinner. And I, you know, as a journalist, I learned that quick, even taking community college, don't give up the source. And then they would just be like, you know, Bill Clinton's good. You ought to come be part of the Democrats. You know, we'll really make you go far. Same thing with the Republicans. It wasn't that I was special. I knew enough about history then to understand that. They were going around to anybody stuck their head up. They come to you and they say, you want to join this, be part of the winning team. The analogy of that is They Live, where Rowdy Piper, you know, gets under the city and sees the aliens that are taking over society, you know, dressed in their suits. And you can only see them if you're wearing your sunglasses. And it's all a bunch of humans in there. And it's all the humans that teamed up with them to sell everybody out. That's the analogy. And you put the sunglasses on, you know, Rowdy Piper's got to beat up the black guy that he befriends to finally make him put the sunglasses on. My dad's calling again, over and over again. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Okay, it's in Dallas. Well, I couldn't tell. It was 15 seconds before I went live, and you were saying, okay, I got to go. Thanks. Man, I tell you, I got to start keeping this phone outside out there. It just rings off the hook. Will you guys come get this and just get it out of here? And Kurt's out here with an obvious question. Come on in, Kurt. I'm not mad at my dad calling. It's just that I could tell him he's calling it like five times earlier. And then again, here you go. He's excited about it in the Fed. What's going on, Kurt? They say the name of it. They say the name on the video. In fact, Kurt, just come on in since we're doing this now. Let's just have a discussion in here right now. Go ahead and wheel Kurt a chair in. Go ahead and wheel him a chair in here. This is what goes on around the, behind the scenes around here. We can go ahead and go to this camera over here if it's hooked up, or to that camera right there is probably the robot we want to go to over there on Kurt. Kurt Nimmo in studio with us. This is what happens around here. I ran back during the break to his office on the other side of our aircraft carrier-sized office, and I went over there and I said, listen, we've made a mistake. We've got to correct it, but it's a good mistake. And so I said, I want a headline that head of Federal Reserve Security admits Fed is private. Because yesterday I was there live in the thick of it in San Antonio, where 150 people or so showed up in the pouring down rain. I want to salute all of you from 10 a.m. to noon. And I got back to Austin about 2 o'clock and got up here to get ready for the show. And I told Rob Dew, I said, before you go home, please get me the clip of the cops admitting that the Federal Reserve was private. We had to get off their private property. Now, when the video then got loaded and already named on YouTube as police admit Federal Reserve is private, once I saw it on air, I realized that, and the reason I've got Kurt here is I'd have to tell him this later, so he's just here getting it right now, and we're going to talk to Kurt about it in a moment, because Kurt immediately saw this is bigger than even the cops saying it's private. We know it's private, but the sheeple were taught for decades by neocon talk show hosts and others that the Fed was federal and that we were liars, and they've got police APBs out and special training manuals saying it is federal. Those that say it isn't are evil. You know, they tell cops this. So I was being laughed at the Dallas Fed by some of the cops saying it was private, even though they had signs up saying private property, keep out, with a big cage around it. I was there trying to expose all of this. And so as soon as I air it yesterday, because remember, I saw it myself live, not on tape. And there's people yelling, screaming. The cops show up. One of them in San Antonio police uniform. And you get used to head cops in plain clothes. That's how it was in Dallas. The head lady cop out there commanding them around. She was public affairs, I guess. You know, she was in plain clothes and looked like, you know, dressed like the security guard head of the feds. So we air it and say police know it's federal. And I even say on the video we're going to play here in a moment, I say, well, wow, you guys know this is private? Cops usually laugh at me about that because your training manuals say it's federal and we're liars. And the San Antonio cop, who's some type of officer, you can see it on his shoulders. I guess we can look it up, Kurt, and find out. I think he was a captain as well or something, or a lieutenant. I think somebody called him a lieutenant. But the point is, I didn't really pay attention. I run over because I'm told, I'm around the corner doing an interview with Matt Medina that we're going to air later about how Occupy San Antonio didn't want us there and doesn't like Ron Paul, and you know, basically told him, yeah, we do just want socialism now. At first, they weren't like that a week and a half ago. But now MoveOn's running it. They're like, we don't want to talk about the Fed, like Michael Moore said. We want to end capitalism, which is exactly what the monopoly Fed's goal is.
He not only said that they didn't want to talk about it, he said it was irrelevant.
He said it was irrelevant. Move that mic closer to you. And we're going to go to Nemo in a moment, and I'm going to give you the number. But just giving you how big this is, okay, before we play this clip. We're interviewing Medina around the corner under the eave of the Federal Reserve Building that looks like a federal building. It's designed to look like a big post office. Gothic federal seals, Gothic lettering, Gothic building, says federal on it. And we're surprised because in Houston and Dallas, the cops showed up. There's no cops there an hour and a half into it. But we see security people up in the windows, up on the third or fourth floor, looking down on us and waving at us. So I'm interviewing Medina, and all of a sudden they go, hey, the cops are here. They're saying it's private property. We got to go. So the idea is, oh, cops are here. So I run around the other side, and you've seen that footage, and I come over to the police officer, San Antonio police officer in his uniform, and I say, this is private? I heard you just said it's private. And he goes, you've got to ask Captain such and such, and the name's on the video. And I actually looked it up and found that name is the head of Federal Reserve Security down there. You can call him, too, but that is the head of security. And he says, yes, this is private. Please get off the property. If you want to know more, you can call our Dallas head office, which is the head of these four states, of all the Federal Reserve branch banks. That's the head Federal Reserve where we were Friday. And so then we say, okay, we'll leave. We agree. We know it's private. And they leave. But I say to the cop, well, officer, you ought to investigate this. Look, it masquerades as a federal building. It says it's federal. It's got what looks like federal seals on it with, you know, eagles. I said, you ought to investigate. And the cop's smiling, going, yeah, you're right. Because the cop at first wasn't really smiling. If you watch this video, and when the head of the Federal Reserve, the head of security says it is private, the cop gets this look and goes, what? Because all these years, you know, this head cop, high-level officers, getting the same manuals police have given us where they're told we're liars. Ron Paul's a liar. You know, they tell the Army the Federal Reserve is federal and that we're lying kooks. And so here's this cop, the sunglasses are going on. Here's the head of security of the Federal Reserve telling him, no, we're private. Now get off. And the cop starts smiling, going, what? All these years he's been told that.
Right.
I mean, I had the Dallas cops laughing at me, going, you know, and I'm saying, this is not federal. They're like, out here, listen to this guy, man. And I'm like, but the sign says private. Because they'll have to admit they're being lied to. That's what I mean, folks. It's such a fraud. Fake federal buildings with fake federal seals on it. Of course the cops can't believe we're telling the truth. Because when you admit we're not lying and that we told you the truth, then the dominoes start to fall. And you realize you were bamboozled. It's embarrassing when you get conned. You know, when you go to a magician show, you know, my kids like to go to those sometimes. You know, you tell your kids up front, now this isn't real. But a 5 or 6 year old will come out and say, Dad, are you sure that wasn't real? They weren't shoving swords through that lady? Or, you know, he didn't really pull that rabbit out? You got to tell him, no, it's sleight of hand. Don't be like children, America. Now we're going to play this clip in a moment. But when I ran this morning and said, we got to correct this, I've watched it a bunch. I've checked the name. That's the head of Federal Reserve Security. That's the Fed. The head of their security says, call our head Dallas office. That's the guy who'd been upstairs and came down. That's the guy whose silhouette we could see up there waving at us. He was there saying, get off the private property. How big is this, Kurt?
Well, it's pretty big. Usually federal buildings have signs saying this is federal property. And then this didn't say that. And he said it was private. So there you go. You have an admission from the head of security that it's not part of the federal government.
Now, Dude hadn't seen his kids in 3 days. And because he's a better father than I, because I hadn't really either, but I'm here. But Dude stayed up here late last night getting all the photos ready off his camera where it says private property with signs they stuck up behind the fences they built in Dallas and then right behind it, Federal Reserve with the fake seals. We need to dig that up off of his hard drive or whatever, but I'll try to get John in there to find it. That's why we need more crew, folks. We need you to buy the books, buy the videos, buy the tapes, buy the T-shirts, buy the high-quality water filters, buy our products, because then I will hire more reporters. I will hire more video editors. A lot of times we can't even get the news out because a holiday comes up and somebody's got to see their kids.
And this stuff's coming at us so fast.
It's coming at us so fast. Kurt, what's it like?
Crazy around here.
You write like 8 articles sometimes a day without me even telling you to.
Right, because it's just so much information.
You've got to tell people.
Because if you wait more than 24 hours, it's gone. It's irrelevant, as they would say. Irrelevant, like irrelevant is the Federal Reserve.
Well, again, we've got to dig out. We've got videos. We've got it on YouTube, but it's shot off the iPhone and uploaded right then, you know, where they're admitting it's private and get back, the cops in Dallas. The head cop saying, yeah, it's private, get back. Then the others laughing when we tell them it's private. I mean, it's just total doublethink. You know, it's private, but it's not, Kurt.
Well, there you go. There's the admission right there. They admitted it. Of course, they admit it anyway. They will admit it if you ask them that it's not part of the federal government.
But you remember 10 years ago they wouldn't.
Well, no.
You remember like Rush Limbaugh saying, you know, the CFR, it doesn't exist.
Right.
Now he says it doesn't have any power. Or that the Federal Reserve is federal. And then, you know, people calling about it, oh, you're kooks.
Yeah, push come to shove, they have to admit it's not a federal agency. That's all there is to it.
You know, you might add to the clip, too, you know, a few videos where what's his name? Greenspan, a couple years ago on PBS, Larry NewsHour says, well, we are an agency of our own, and no one can investigate us. We are above the law. He says, we, like Cheney said, the vice president's his own branch. So they're trying to become government. That's what this Euro deal is with the European Central Bank. Same shareholders. They're saying, now countries can never leave the Euro, and you'll do whatever we say financially in this financial union. That's what they're always after, is that government power. So instead of just masquerading as feds or as government or as sovereign, now they are actually trying to become it.
Right. What they're trying to do is consolidate the euro, and then that way strip all those countries of their sovereignty.
They admit it.
They admit it, yes.
They go on Larry NewsHour and all these shows and brag about it. Well, we're going to go to break with this video clip from In the Fed and... In San Antonio, this is big news, and so we got to go into the YouTube channel and change the headline from police admit it's private to head of Fed security admits Federal Reserve private. Here's that video.
Hey guys, how you doing? I'm Alex Jones.
Good, how you doing?
Good, good. Can you just repeat, you're saying this is private property?
I don't know. This is the captain.
Sure, go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. This is the property of the Federal Reserve right here.
Private, though. It's not federal, right?
Yeah, private property. Okay. I need you to go back to the public street.
You know what? It is private property. I think you're right. We will get off. You're absolutely right. Let me just ask you this one question, and I'm going to ask everybody to move off the private property of the Federal Reserve. Doesn't this look like a post office, and it's got federal seals on it, this Federal Reserve? It's like counterfeiting or something. It'd be like if people opened up a...
No, the Fed doesn't counterfeit, do they?
I think that's something police ought to investigate.
Yeah, really.
I mean, just down the road. Doesn't this kind of look weird? It's a federal building, but it's not federal.
I mentioned that to them. They said it's
not a federal building. It's not a federal building. 10 years ago, cops were laughing about that. I'm excited you know.
However, you're welcome to call our public affairs or call our head office in Dallas and speak with them.
No, sir, you've been super nice. You're right. Some people thought it was like a park because it looked like a post office. You're right. It's private property. We better get off. We better go. Hey, guys, well, they do get our tax money, and they do control everything.
Enslave us!
I mean, sure, they are the slave masters, but see, that you heard the police officer. He's right. This is private property, so we want our private property. Now, it's private property of a mafia, of a criminal cartel, but nevertheless, it's their private property for now, and until they're indicted and in prison, we won't, and until, you know, we finally get the audit, and the Congress raids all the material, we're gonna respect their private property until then. So let's get off the private property of the Federal Reserve right now. Come on, everybody. Let's go. Get off the private property.
2 days earlier in Dallas. We made a similar discovery at the Fed.
Here protecting our First Amendment. And I wonder how many of these police officers can read on the sign, Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, federal, but right here it says private property. Does that sound like fraud to you? Private property, Federal Reserve? Can't you investigate it? There's the criminals right there.
Yeah!
We didn't have these people. See how the cops do. We didn't have these people. Officers, I have a question for you. You're here guarding the private offshore Rothschild Bank, the Federal Reserve, from evil Americans. Evil Americans. I know you get the Homeland Security reports saying those who don't like the Federal Reserve are evil. I've read the Homeland Security reports when they tell cops the Federal Reserve.
All right, folks. We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break and come right back. By the way, there are folks still at the Dallas Federal Reserve protesting and staying there and occupying it. And that's where they're having a demonstration tonight out at a banner hang on a highway. And I'll give you that information coming up. I want to salute those folks. And I'm going to give the number out specifically who goes to the head of the line when I give the number out are our folks up there still occupying the Fed.
What you're about to hear is the real experience of women over 40 who finally lost weight, even around the stubborn belly area. How? By becoming hormonally balanced again. Their secret is the Amberin Slim After 40 program. Amberin is a revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. You see, the leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Unless you balance your hormones, losing weight may be impossible. But the Amberin Slim After 40 program changes all of that. Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally. Plus, it dramatically boosts your cell metabolism. So the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-894-8776. That's 1-800-894-8776. 1-800-894-8776.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. 497-8345.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years, there has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
Okay, we're loaded up within the Fed protesters, Occupy Wall Street protesters. There have been many protests against Wall Street excesses and the private Federal Reserve, but the mainstream media is giving attention to this now. Why? Because it is the Democratic Party election strategy to co-opt anger at Wall Street. Just like anger at Wall Street and the banker bailouts brought Obama in, even though he was financed by the culprits. By the way, Rahm Emanuel threw him under the bus yesterday, saying he probably won't get reelected. Democrats are coming out against him. That's because they want to blame everything on him. He's horrible. But they want to blame it on him and move on to the next puppet. We're going to be talking about that. California bans the use of tanning beds by minors. But meanwhile, Governor Jerry Brown has signed the legislation to allow children to be injected with the Gardasil deadly vaccine without parental consent. So you can get an abortion without mommy and daddy knowing. This is the LA Times reporting on this. You can get a deadly vaccine without mommy and daddy knowing, but you got to get a letter from mommy and daddy to be able to go to the planetarium or the zoo. New law lets 12-year-olds consent to preventative care for STDs. I love how they won't even tell you it's a forced inoculation because they will twist their arms into taking it. I mean, you've seen them in California, the health department going to people's doors saying, it's the law, take the shot. They'll lie to parents. They'll lie to those kids. By the way, they're reportedly going to pay the kids to take it because they care so much about you, the same federal government shipping weapons into Mexico and cocaine into the United States. And here's that news. House committee to subpoena Holder in Fast and Furious probe. Will they get into that Fast and Furious under another name was going on 2-3 years before Obama got in office? Oh, I think not. The special counsel, you'll be assured, won't be getting into the real story that this is part of a drug-running operation. No, they will be punished for trying to use it against the Republican Party and for trying to use it against the Second Amendment. And that is what Obama did do that was new. He did try to then use it against the Second Amendment. And here's another one. Fast and Furious weapons were found in Mexico cartel enforcers' homes by the hundreds. Of course they were. Delivered directly there by the ATF. That was in federal filings months and months and months ago. In other news, they're imploding the euro by design. Oh, and nanny state news. Under new rules, children are not allowed to have balloons and blow them up because it might help hurt them. Children can have deadly vaccines and still have BPA plastic and eat GMO crops. See, government it always likes to act like it's protecting you, but really it's about an incredible nanny state that protects you from things you don't need protecting from. Kind of like $1 million fines were that headline for people with garage sales that are selling recalled items, and it turns out there's tens of thousands of things recalled a year. You've got some Target table sold 5 years ago that's got lead paint in it. You don't know. Here come the federal enforcers all over the country. 5,000 fines start out up to $1 million. Remember that $1 million fine for garage sale was the Fox News headline last year on that. This is the nanny state on steroids. But the good news is we're fighting them. They're saying the time is short for the eurozone. They've got to give total power to the globalists or they'll implode the euro fully, threatening to take everybody's pension funds so they'll capitulate to the terrorists. That's coming up. We're going to go to break and come right back with your phone calls for the entire next hour and get into some of the other news as well. The good guys that our government helped put in Egypt killed 20-plus Christians running over them with tanks. Keeping them in square, but hey, it's freedom. So that's being hailed by the media is very loving. Don't forget, we do InfoWars Nightly News, power-packed reports every night, 7 o'clock. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, become one today, 15 cents a day. That's PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. And don't forget the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And your purchases make this transmission possible. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.